Good morning. It's The Takeaway. I'm Andrea Bernstein with John Hockenberry.
And I am John Hockenberry. Thank you, Andrea. Louise Rudnovsky now joins us. She reports on politics for The Wall Street Journal. And we're going to sort of shift away from Barack Obama for a moment. The New Deal brought us the CCC, Civilian Conservation Corps. Do you know what the TVA stands for?
Tennessee Valley Authority.
Excellent. The WPA, Works Progress Authority, I believe, all thanks to FDR. Today, we've got a whole new set of acronyms as we attempt to tackle this recession. Louise, how are we doing on the acronym proliferation sort of issue here in the United States?
It seems to be a business in itself.
What's your favorite stimulus acronym? Everyone knows about the TARP, right?
Everyone knows about the TARP. We've also got, as a result of the stimulus, the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board. It may be immature, but unfortunately, my favorite is the Leaking Underground Storage Tank Trust Fund.
The Leaking... Well, first of all, the Recovery, Accountability, and Transparency Board, is that actually the RAT board?
That would be the RAT board.
And the Leading Underground Storage Tank Trust, that's LUST.
Trust.
And that really exists?
I'm afraid it does. It's actually a very serious environmental program.
I mean, do people go around calling it LUST?
They certainly do when they read it. The main thing is that when you see the letters arranged together, it's very easy to draw the conclusion. But the more stimulus reports that we're seeing coming out of the departments and agencies, the more they're resorting to acronyms, which means that you can see these things very clearly up on recovery.gov.
Well, you mentioned that the Leaking Underground Storage Tank Trust is a serious environmental program, right? They deal with leaking underground toxic waste tanks,
yes.
Right? But I guess there is the possibility that Barack Obama would name a lust czar to deal with all of the tanks if he wanted to elevate the profile of the program. Does acronym creation contribute to transparency or opaqueness in government operations?
There's a lot of people out there raising concern about opaqueness. To some extent, it's even harder to follow federal government language when it includes acronyms that, when they're not laughable, are just indecipherable.
Louise, I was actually just at the FDR Museum in Hyde Park, and one of the things that came across was that in the 1930s, his use of acronyms was all part of a package of sort of plain speaking and helping people understand and connect to what was going on in government. Do you feel the opposite is happening here?
Well, I think the thing to remember with FDR is that while the alphabet soup was at least three-letter acronyms that were easy to remember, it's very hard. Any generation of American schoolchildren will tell you, having had to study exactly what CCC means, that it became very difficult to remember what the different words that went into the acronym were. I will say that with the stimulus and government programs that have grown up over the years, the acronyms do seem to be getting longer.
And is there any generation that's good at acronyms?
Well, I mean,
is there a talent for acronyms? In other words,
it's hard to tell if somebody's writing these with folks in mind. There's a suspicion that no government program would actually create an acronym that was quite so comic. But these are tough times, and we need to laugh where we can.
We need to create an acronym department in the U.S. government. That's clear. Louise Rudnovsky reports on politics for The Wall Street Journal. She joined us from Washington. Thank you very much, Louise.
Thank you.